We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Thank you. right, that was Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray doing The Chase. And, you know, sometimes music, it's so iconic that you forget that it's there. Like, I'm reading this three-volume, newly published kind of history of the West Coast scene, and they did an article. One of the articles was Dexter Gordon and his early days, and then with Award again. They start talking about long-winded description of The Chase and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I know that tune and I know that performance, but when's the last time I actually listened to The Chase? And it probably been, I don't know, 10 or 15, 20 years. I just don't know. So I dig the record out and I listen to it. I'm like, ah, there it is. And that's why it's so awesome. And, you know, don't forget about that stuff. But, you know, Miles Davis kind of blue, or Oliver Nelson's Blues and the Abstract Truth. It's like, I don't actually listen to those records much because I just think I know it so well. But the reality is, you know, go back and listen to it and remind yourself why they're iconic and awesome. So that's The Chase. Love it. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial, and this is Let's Get Lost. Saving lives, one record at a time. Wednesdays from 10 to 11. And I'm just going to keep rolling the tunes here. Next up is a new record for me, Michael Garrick. I wasn't really familiar with Michael Garrick, but I saw this record, and it had Joe Harriott and Shake Keen on it. Obviously, it's a United Kingdom group. And I thought, well, it's got Joe Harriott. I got to have it. And I get this record. I'm like, holy cow, this is fantastic. Where has this been all my life? So I'm very excited with this record. It's called Promises. And, of course, I'm going to be digging more into Michael Garrick, seeing what else he's got out there. You know, I always have to kind of overdo it. Never satisfied with just one record. But this is a really fun little song that he wrote called Leprechaun Leap. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hank D'Amico on the clarinet there. That was Hank's Holiday. Sounds to me like another tune when it starts, but he calls it Hank's Holiday. And I am still on a clarinet kick. I think I was here last week and I played some clarinet. And I think it all started, I bought a Perry Robinson album on Savoy a couple months ago and it really killed me. I'm like, why did the clarinet fall out of favor when bebop came along? And it's just such a cool instrument. And I thought, who else was playing clarinet in kind of the modern times? And Hank D'Amico is one of them. I got some other clarinetists for us today. I'm going to continue my clarinet odyssey. Before that, Herb Geller, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered with his wife Lorraine on piano. I love that tune, probably because Woody Allen used it more than once in some of his films. But Herb Allen, interesting guy. He was very, very well received and well regarded as an alto player out on the West Coast. And then Lorraine died, his wife, at 32 from complications from asthma. And he kind of fell apart when she died. He really struggled with that. And he finally just went to Europe. He said, I just got to get out of here. And went to Europe and stayed there for kind of the rest of his life and taught and led one of the European bands and had a great life over there. They read some interviews with him. He's like, yeah, this is where I need to be. But really an interesting guy. And we start out with Michael Garrick, Leprechaun Leap. And another clarinetist in there, Tony Coe, was playing the clarinet along with Joe Harriet on alto. And we're going to continue here with some Sonny Rollins. This is St. Thomas, but it's not the St. Thomas from Saxophone Colossus. This is a trio version that he made for RCA on an album called Now's the Time. He went on a sabbatical and stopped playing for a few years and practiced and came back and was recording for RCA. And I don't know, those records didn't really fall into the pantheon of great jazz records, according to the critics or the audiences. Nobody really talks about those records, but they're really good. He made one called The Bridge and this one called Now's the Time. And they're really good records. I really love them. So, Sonny Rollins and St. Thomas. Thank you.
Support for WYXR, including our stereo sessions, comes from Duncan Williams Asset Management, specializing in financial management for individual investors, businesses, nonprofits, and foundations. More information at dwassetmgmt.com.
Support for WYXR comes from the Halloran Center, presenting Mike Super on Saturday, April 5th for his third appearance, a family-friendly show featuring magic and illusion combined with humor, music, and audience interaction. For more information, visit orpheum-memphis.com.
Support for WYXR comes from Shangri-La Records, serving Memphis for over 35 years. Located at 1916 Madison Avenue and open daily from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Shangri-La is a source for vinyl, CDs, audio equipment, and more. Upcoming events include Record Store Day, the Lo-Fi and Hi-Fi Listening Series, and Jugfest, the annual spring sale. More information on these events and an online shop can be found at ShangriLaRecordsMemphis.com.
put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can't get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. You'll start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. To the shore comes a summon, you can hide behind the door. Comes love, nothing can be done. That's all, brother, if you've ever been in love. That's all, brother, you know what I'm speaking of. Comes a nightmare, you can't always stay awake. Comes depression, you may get another break. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes love, comes love, comes love, nothing can be done.
Sylvia Sims with a Johnny Richards arrangement of Comes Love. Great band behind her as well, Al Cohn and others. Before that, another clarinetist, Buddy DeFranco, Jack the Field Stalker is the name of that tune. And just a fantastic record on Verve, the Buddy DeFranco Quartet. And before that, Charlie Mariano, Floor Mat. Alto player extraordinaire Charlie Mariano. And we start with Sonny Rollins doing St. Thomas, the trio version. All right, I'm winding down here, but I think I can play most of my stuff here if I just don't dilly-dally. So let's keep going here with Charlie Parker. This is called The Gypsy. Thank you.
Thank you. It's late, the fire is burning down, and there's no one around but you and me. It's dark, the stars are flickering out, and there's no one about to see. There's no time to waste. Here is my eager mouth, waiting for yours to taste. Too soon there'll be a sun up sky. How quickly time goes by while you wait. Wait, darling, it's late. Too soon there'll be a sun up sky. How quickly time goes by while you wait. Don't wait, darling, it's late.
Eileen Woods with title cut from her album It's Late. Aaron Sachs before that with Barry Galbraith, another clarinetist. I think I've got that out of my system now. I'm good now. Lenny Tristano before that with Lee Konitz and Warren Marsh and Billy Bauer. It's called Wow. We start out with Charlie Parker, The Gypsy. All right, you have been listening to WYXR 91.7. on your FM dial. Thanks, as always, for supporting the station with your dollars and your ears. It has been a pleasure serving your listening needs. And I'm going to leave you with a Red Mitchell quintet cut called Hear Ye, which is from his Atlantic record with Harold Land. I've been listening to a lot of Harold Land lately, and I just love him. So thanks again for listening, and we will see you on the flip side. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.